Welcome, guys, into a... Why did I say welcome, guys? I don't know what that is. Anyway, we're keeping it. Welcome into the Sports Roundtable Podcast. This is a brilliant final episode of the semester. We are back, and we have trivia on the board. That is what we are doing. We have nothing else to talk about today other than testing your knowledge into the wide world of MSU and some other sports. Thank you, PJ. PJ wanted me to add more questions that are more general knowledge because apparently he didn't feel like he would win if it was just MSU stuff. So
that's exactly right. Yeah.
That is and he will own up to
it. Hit that one right on top of the head.
So on tap, we have a gift card from Detroit Wing Company. That is what's at stake. It is $15, or in Luke's case, it could go towards a new car. So how you guys feeling about I promised him a car. That's the joke. So he gets it. Nobody else will. I promised him a car. I haven't given him a car yet. But also, cars are expensive, and I don't know if you want to pay for the insurance. So
well, you offered the car.
No. I did. That he is being fair. But anyway, so how are you guys feeling about your chances today?
I'm winning.
You're winning. Okay.
I think I'm winning.
We know that. We know that PJ is just like he's just giving up.
Not super confident, I'll admit. On a scale of 1 to 10, probably a 3.
Mm. Oh.
Luke, to be fair, I think Luke does have the advantage. He is the only one in this room who has gotten a question right this season.
I almost had one right.
You almost had one right. You are correct,
and
but you didn't.
Second
almost
guess
doesn't.
Was Jimmy Howard.
Yeah.
And then you spelled Jimmy wrong, so I'm bringing that up.
That's true.
Wow, wow, wow.
That's true. That is roast right here. You heard it first.
J-I-M-M-I-E.
So Deshaun did also get one right, but he couldn't be here. So we had PJ take his spot. And so PJ is already kind of in. He is our backup.
Sorry,
he is our backup today.
My bad, guys.
So this is a train wreck. So here we go. So are you guys ready?
Real quick question.
Yeah, what's up?
How many questions is it?
It's probably between like 6 and 10.
Oh my god, I thought you were gonna say like 45.
No, I'm not doing that many.
That's a lot.
I'm not doing that many.
I really thought it was gonna be like at least 40.
You're gonna see me crying in the corner for a while. Yeah, yeah. Gonna have to compose myself.
I haven't actually counted them, to be fair, but it's like only like 3 pages on my Google like docs.
Only?
Only?
Yeah. Yeah, but like I explained like a lot of the questions.
Okay.
So it's like all multiple choice. They're all like lines. It's like size 11 font, you know how it goes. Right. And the font is Arial. So
you know. We're only on Times New Roman.
So
let's get into it.
Okay, let's actually get into it. And there is an overtime segment. Overtime segment.
Sudden death.
double points. Double points.
Oh.
So, okay. You guys
Who's
ready?
When is it anyway? The
Let's
points
go.
Don't matter.
All right. How many? These are multiple choice. How many NCAA Division I national championships has Michigan State won across all sports? Is it A, 12, B, 21, C, 27, or D, 30?
12. A.
I'm going to say 21.
I am also going to say 21.
Ooh, damn. You guys are bad at this.
Oh.
C, 27. Across all sports.
You know what's crazy, actually? What? When you said the question, the first number I thought of was 12.
Really? So you were thinking, like, low.
I
to begin with,
it was
just the
it.
First number that
it's it is kind of crazy because most of these happened before like 1980, like most of them, like the last three that Michigan State have won is a 2014 women's cross country title,
hockey
in 2007, and then in 2000 we obviously have men's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
So those were the last three,
Then
before that. The last one before that was like 1968, and that was like men's soccer. So not very long ago. Okay, second question. So we're tied at zero.
Yeah.
Second question.
Wait. Use this for score.
Perfect. I will use this for score.
But I want it.
Sponsored.
Perfect.
Sponsored by Boogie Board.
Yes. We are going to type Luke. Well, we're writing.
Or you could just write our initials.
I could, but that takes too much time.
More time than writing our full names?
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay.
Exactly. Okay. So, all right. How many bowl wins did Nick Saban have at Michigan State? He coached at Michigan State from 1995 to 1999. I'll give you that. And it's between 0 and 3.
Pretty sure it's 1.
I'm going to say 3.
Damn it. Man, you guys.
Is it zero?
It is zero. It is actually zero.
Okay, does that count then? Wait. I said zero.
Did what? You? No, you did not.
Just now, I said, is it zero? And you said, yeah. So technically, I guessed zero before any of you guys
could speak. Is it 27 from question one?
Like, yeah, of course. Yeah. So Nick Saban, as we said, was the head coach from 1995 to 1999. MSU did win the 2000 Citrus Bowl. But he left 6 days before that.
Oh, good.
Oh, my.
So, yeah, sorry.
Okay.
Is that when D'Antonio took over?
No, that was the coach in between. What's his name?
I don't know.
Whoever can get his name right now gets an extra point.
I can't.
So
okay. Unforgettable.
Never mind then.
Steven.
It's not Steven.
Phil?
Do you even know it?
No, I don't.
Exactly.
That's why I'm asking. That's a spontaneous...
So how did you know it wasn't Steven then?
Or Phil?
Because I've looked it up.
And you don't know it off the top of your head?
No, I can't.
Such a liar.
Well, maybe it is Steven then.
Mm. Don't harass the host.
It was Steven Izzo.
Not harass the host. Izzo. This junior college quarterback chose Oregon over Michigan. This isn't that hard. This junior college quarterback chose Oregon over Michigan State in 1998 and then defeated MSU 48-14 that same year in his first year. Who is he? A.
I was like, what?
That's it?
No. A. Brooks Bollinger. B. Randy Fasani. C. Akili Smith. Or D, Drew Brees.
He went to Oregon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where Drew Brees went to college.
He went to Purdue.
Okay. So yeah, it's not Drew Brees. Process of elimination.
Yeah. I'm going to say, who was B?
So B was Randy Fasani, A was Brooks Bollinger, and C was Akili Smith.
I'm gonna go with Akili Smith.
I'm gonna say the same thing.
I'm gonna say something different because I wanna be different.
Can we get a timer?
Can we? B.
The answer was C. Akili Smith.
Yes. Okay. Here we go. We're on the scoreboard.
We're on the
scoreboard.
Yeah.
He kind of used the what's that thing that where like, you know, the goat is behind the door. You know what I'm talking about?
No.
There's a theory where if like there's a host and you're on a game show and you want to guess what's behind a door, you don't want the goat or something. And then like if you guess something and then they reveal one of the doors. And then he asks you if you want to change your answer. You always want to change your answer because you have a higher chance of getting it right if you do.
Sure. I know what you're talking about.
You know what I'm talking about? Anyway, it's the same concept.
I thought it was supposed to be you don't want to change.
I can't remember.
We talked about this in my psychology class.
It's one of them. It's actually pretty common. But yeah, you either don't or you do. I don't actually know. Somebody can correct me in the comments and they probably will. How many, this one, okay, as we mentioned before, we have added questions. We have added questions that do pertain. A lot of them are Detroit sports related, but We have added questions in here. This is the first one that's not MSU related. How many times have the Detroit Red Wings won the Stanley Cup? The answer is A, eight. These are the options. Sorry. The options are A, 8, B, 11, C, 15, or D, 17.
B.
Can you say the numbers again?
A, 8, B, 11, C, 15, or D, 17.
I'm going to say 11.
I'm going to say 11.
It's 11.
Thanks, Maddie.
You're welcome.
You know, Maddie, maybe next time, if you know the answer, maybe don't go first.
Sorry. You know what? Cut the cameras.
I mean, let's redo the question.
I
mean, I was going to say whatever Maddie was going to say because I don't know anything about hockey. Yeah.
I don't know anything about Detroit sports.
This guy.
I'm not from here.
Yeah, he's from California. Yeah.
Crazy. Sure. Crazy.
Go San Jose.
Okay, sure. So here's a question. Where is Tom Izzo from? A, Battle Creek. B, Iron Mountain. C, Houghton Lake. Or D, Gaylord.
It's going to be really embarrassing if I get this wrong. I'm going to say B.
I'm going to say A, Battle Creek.
B.
It is B. He's from Iron Mountain.
I did know he's from the UP. I just don't know anything about the UP whatsoever. I'm sorry, not from Michigan. I'm sorry for anybody who is. I don't know anything about
him. I was just trying to, because I've Googled him before, so I was trying to rethink about where it said he was from. Mm.
I almost went to Northern, so I know the UP.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Just a little bit.
There you go. Which team did Steven Izzo score his first points against? A, Ohio State. B, High Point. C, Northwestern. Or D, Rutgers.
Should I go?
Sure, why not?
D, Rutgers.
Are we talking about his first made basket or first actual point? Because I know his...
The one where he did the crossover and then got the and one?
Or was it like a free
throw? That was an exhibition game.
What?
Damn, when she he got knows the and stuff. One.
No.
I'm pretty sure he had one.
No, that was like three quarters of the way through the season.
That was...
They were up by 20 points against whoever they were playing against, because I don't want to spoil the answer. And then he got the and one. There was like a minute left in the game. That was like... three quarters of the way through the season or something.
It was his first career points.
Didn't he get career points his freshman year?
I thought he did.
Yeah.
I have an article right here that says...
When did that come out? When did that article come out?
I don't know if I want to tell you that.
Okay,
you
what might year? Have to. What year?
I do. Yeah, it came out this year.
Okay. Yeah, I'm going to say D, Rutgers.
It's going to be Rutgers.
Oh, okay.
I thought it was Northwestern. It was senior night. Oh, no, it wasn't senior night. Oh, maybe it was Rutgers. Okay, I'm going to go with Rutgers.
Should I give it to her? I should give it to her. Sure. Yeah, sure. You guys all got that right. Yeah. We were a little confused. My bad.
I thought he scored against Northwestern for some reason. Never mind. He dunked on Boo-Boo.
You guys are doing... Yeah, imagine. By the way, you guys are doing a great job. Just so you know.
Thank you.
Currently, the score is Luke 4. And Maddie and PJ have 3. So we're still in it. We're good.
Clawing our way back.
We're in this.
Yeah. How many jersey numbers have the Detroit Pistons retired? The answers are A, 5, B, 8, C, 11, or D, 15.
There's no way it's 15. And there's no way it's 11.
Yeah, that sounds stupid too.
What was A and B?
5, 8, 5. 11, or 15?
I'm not going because I know the answer.
Oh, you do? Mm-hmm. Wow.
Last time I was at LCA, I counted because I was... I'll explain it in a second.
I'm going to guess 8.
I'm going to say B, 8, yeah.
A.
I was actually thinking about it. I'm not just copying. I swear, I was actually...
The answer I have is C, 11.
Oh. There's no way they have 11 jerseys retired. Because I counted last time we went, and the Red Wings had like 11 or 12 retired, and the Pistons had like literally 4 or 5 on their side.
Let me just double check.
Because the Red Wings have 8 jerseys retired, 8 or 9, and the Pistons had half of that. There's no way they have 11 jerseys in the rafters.
I'm seeing, I think, sorry, one sec. I'm seeing 10 in the GM, I believe, if I'm correct.
They have not sent that many jerseys to the rafters. There is no way.
Let me see. Yeah, I think it's actually crazy because I think they're lenient. I think they're more lenient. Yeah, they have 11. They have number 1, 2, 3, 4, 10, 11, 15, 16, 21, 32, and 40.
Wow.
I don't believe it. I don't believe this.
Yeah.
I might have to look this up too.
Well, so
it's not that we don't trust you. It's just like, you know.
It's that I don't trust you.
Yeah. It's on the what do you call it? The Pistons Wikipedia page. At least that's where I sourced it from.
Now you're looking on Wikipedia.
Wow. A lot
of... Just saying.
No, he's right. Yeah, he's right. It is 11.
Isn't that crazy? Because you know what? But the reason that this stat jumped out at me is because I remember going to the LCA and I saw the contrast. I was like, why do the Pistons have as many retired numbers as the Red Wings have championships?
Yeah. It.
There's no way.
It is. Yeah, it's 11.
I literally counted last time I went, and I swear there was only like 4 or 5 that were actually in the rafters.
Interesting.
Yeah. It's
because then I was looking, and I was like, dang, the Red Wings look so much cooler than the Pistons.
There's a couple that I would probably say maybe don't deserve.
That's the thing. It's like it's up to the team.
Yeah.
And
I can understand why.
Like the Red Wings are a lot more strict with who they retire.
That's true.
You know what I mean? And it's not like the Yankees where like
everybody
the Yankees
gets their jersey retired.
Yeah. So yeah. I mean, basically, like I'm pretty sure the Yankees, you can't even have a single digit anymore.
No one likes the Yankees.
Like every number has to be in the double digits because everybody like 0 through 9 is retired.
That's ridiculous. Isn't it? That's so ridiculous.
Yeah, because Jeter was the last one and he was number 2. Mm-hmm. So anyway, I'm glad that we sorted that out and that I was still correct. And you guys got nothing out of that. So, I know, crazy.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
All right, that's the Sports Roundtable Podcast. Bye.
That's the whole thing. That's the whole thing. Okay, so the next one. Who is the only Michigan State football player to be selected number 1 overall in the NFL draft? Some of these options might be, like, this might be easy because this might be easy to weed out, just to let you know. So don't laugh when I say something.
Okay. I won't.
I won't.
A, Kirk Cousins.
Okay.
Kirk!
He's so good.
I love him.
B, Bubba Smith. C, Vern Huffman. Or D, Chuck Bednarik.
Maddie, you're going first.
Bubba Smith. B.
I'm going to say Vern.
I was going to go with Bubba Smith.
It's Bubba Smith. This question is my time. So I will give 3 points to anybody who gets this correct.
Okay.
Is it F1?
It is F1. Yep. It is F1. Three points to anybody who gets this right.
Charles Leclerc. That's
okay. Okay. It's a numbers option. Okay. I'm not going to actually get into it. That's a long tangent.
No.
Okay. This is the first time that this week is the first time that Formula One has raced in China since 2019. Currently, Max Verstappen has 57 wins and has won every race but 2 in the last 2 years since the beginning of last year. Okay. How many wins did he have the last time that they raced in China in 2019? A, 5, B, 15, C, 25, or D, 35?
B.
I'm going to say A, 5.
I'm going to go with 35.
The answer is A, 5.
Oh. Yes. Here we go.
There you go. Wow.
Let him cook.
Oh my god, 3 points.
That's I told
oh
you.
Oh my god, yeah.
I told you. You guys are gonna have some chances.
This is madness.
You guys are gonna have some chances.
Eliminate him.
All right. The NFL draft is coming up.
It is.
Who is the last MSU player to be taken in the first round of the NFL draft? A, Jack Conklin. B, Kenneth Walker III. C, Trey Waynes. Or D, Connor Hayward.
Like, process of elimination.
I'm pretty sure it's Jack Conklin. I believe it's Jack Conklin.
I'm going to say Trey Waynes.
I was going to go with Conklin, too.
It's Conklin.
Because I know Kenneth Walker wouldn't have gone in the first round because running backs don't go that
yeah.
high.
Yeah, and then yeah. Connor Hayward was like a 6-round pick. I don't even think he was like a top 10 tight end.
No, I, you know.
And then I know Trey Waynes was the first cornerback taken in the 2015 draft, I want to say. I think that was the year, like, with the year right before Jalen Ramsey. So, but, yeah.
I have no idea. I can't tell you.
Okay, so here's the deal. So so the next two questions, I didn't organize this properly.
Oh.
The next two questions are both hockey related, but I don't know that they'll be as easy as Maddie thinks they are.
Oh, good.
So let's
are you
do
doubting
this.
My knowledge?
One of them. Could theoretically be. But we're not going to do double points for any of them. However, it should be... We got Luke and PJ tied at 6. And Maddie has 5. So we're getting there. So you guys have the edge, okay? Watch out. Right. So the NHL draft is also coming up this summer. Mm-hmm. Right? As it does every summer. And freshmen... For Michigan State, Artem Lefshinov is projected to be a top 5 draft pick. Who was the last assigned Michigan State player to be taken in the first round? A, AJ Thielen. B, Trey Augustine. C, Brett Perlini. Or D, Isaac Howard.
I'm going to go with C.
Can you say those again?
AJ Thielen, Trey Augustine, Brett Perlini, or Isaac Howard?
I'm going to say A.
D?
Mm-mm. A, AJ Thielen.
Was it AJ Thielen? Because I was going to say Isaac technically didn't start at Michigan
no,
State.
No, he was with the NTDP.
He was at the NTDP when he was drafted.
Yeah, yeah. And that was, by the way, that
He's
was
a
in.
He's first round pick. He went 31st overall.
That was in 2004, by the way. That was in 2004. Howard was drafted number 31 by Tampa Bay, but he was an NTDP pick. Trey Augustine was drafted in the second round, NTDP pick. And then Perlini was an MSU draft selection, but was taken in the seventh round in 2010.
Okay.
Completely got lucky.
That's okay. So that is okay. So PJ has jumped out to the lead.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. I mean, okay. Yeah.
Cool. We good with that? All right. So
yeah,
this
I mean,
is.
We're not good with that because we want to be in the lead.
Yeah, we're really not okay with that, actually.
Yeah. Okay.
Take
so,
away points.
So here's the deal.
Wipe them off the board. Yeah.
So here's the deal. So we have a potential for a tie. So I'm going to have to figure out how to do a tiebreaker if Luke gets this right.
Rock, paper, scissors.
Right. So we will figure that out. but anyway, actually, I think I know what I'm going to ask, actually.
Okay.
So we'll get there. We'll get there. All right. Michigan State head coach Adam Nightingale is an MSU alum where he played for the Spartans during his junior and senior seasons. Where did he transfer from? Is it A, Michigan Tech, B, Lake Superior State, C, Wayne State, or D, Miami of Ohio?
Oh, God.
I have an idea, but...
Say them again.
Michigan Tech, Lake Superior State, Wayne State, or Miami of Ohio?
Okay, I'll go first. I'm going to say Miami.
I'm going to say Wayne State.
I was going to say Miami too, but I'm also kind of going... I'm going to go Lake Superior State.
Bingo.
Is it Lake Superior State?
Yeah, it is.
Wow.
I was going to say Miami too. I was going back and forth between that and Lake Superior State. Yeah. I didn't realize that he transferred from a Michigan school.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Crazy, isn't
Michigan
it?
Fella.
So I am actually going to look up a... Have any of you guys watched my podcast episode with Deshaun?
Uh-uh. No.
Okay, no, great.
Sorry.
Well, no, I'm asking you because if you did, then I can't ask this
Wait,
question.
Real quick, is the game over? Like,
it could be. Yeah, it actually is. PJ wins. But can I ask? Can I ask one more question? Can I ask one more question? Can I seriously ask one more question? I planned on asking this anyway.
PJ thought he was gonna lose.
So this question will be worth 2 points.
Because you get the stupid three question.
Do you guys want it to be worth 2 or 3 points?
3 points.
Yep. Well, I mean, just make it 2.
Yeah, can
me,
make it 2.
Me and Maddie are both tied.
You guys are tied. Yeah, okay.
It'll be just...
You guys good with that? Yeah. You guys good with that?
Sure, yeah.
Is that okay?
Yeah.
I want to ask one more question. Great. All right, so there's one more question. PJ, you got this. You got this. It's a tough question. Okay. But it's not related to MSU. It's actually related to women's basketball.
Okay.
Oh, well, Luke's going to win this.
You think so?
I
don't think so.
Oh,
I don't know. All right, so let's do it. Okay, so where is the thing? We got to play some music or something, don't we?
Is it Final Jeopardy?
It basically is.
I love Jeopardy. Same. While we're looking for this, I am such a Jeopardy fan.
Love
it's not
Jeopardy.
Even funny.
Yeah.
I like the teen tournament. Personal favorite of mine. I literally used to look up Jeopardy on YouTube and watch full episodes.
I still do that. No, genuinely.
I used to do it in Acres when I lived in Acres last year, and there was the four of us in the same room together. I would go out in the living room and I'd look it up on my computer, and then all of a sudden, all my roommates would like flock around me and we'd watch Jeopardy together.
No, yeah, it's amazing. I love it.
It's fun.
I like Ken Jennings as the host, I will say.
I do too. I like him.
The, you know, so the woman from The Big Bang Theory, I always forget her name. That's her first name.
Yeah.
Mayim, whatever. So she was the host for a little bit. Her and Ken Jennings were doing it together, whatever. What separated them two was Ken Jennings, like, since he's the winningest person, right? He just knew what the correct answer was, but Mayim, she would have to be like, have to look at the note card. Oh, this is the correct answer. Mm-hmm. When Ken Jennings was like, nope, it's this, you know?
Yeah.
The way that they all have just the stupidest knowledge memorized. Like,
I know, right?
Who knows how many feet there are between the moon and us?
I do. 7,604.
No way.
Like, who knows that?
I was like, what?
You just pulled that out of thin air.
Yeah, that's so much
that's,
more.
That is
but somebody would be
wrong.
Like, boom, get it right.
Yeah. Okay, so you guys ready? Okay, so this one is not multiple choice. But this one is not multiple choice.
Oh, good.
Okay, but you guys are going to... So there's two players you can guess, okay?
Caitlin Clark.
If you guess both of them, this related. If you guess both of them... You get 3 points. If you guess one of them, you get 2.
Deal.
Okay, sound good?
Yeah. Sure.
By the way, this is a question that Deshaun got correct.
Okay.
So just to give you reference point, okay? The most points that Caitlin Clark has scored in her collegiate career was against Michigan on February 15th, 2024. She put up 49 points, okay? That put her third on the all-time list for most points in a single game.
Men's and women's or just women's?
Just, I'm pretty sure just women's.
Okay.
This is a fully just women's question, okay? Who are the top two players? If you can name, like I said, if you can name both of them.
Wait, can you repeat
the question? You get 3 points.
I'm so sorry. Can you
repeat? No, that's fine. So Caitlin Clark's,
right?
It's just women's. Okay. Caitlin Clark's 49 points against Michigan on February 15th put her third on the all-time list for most points in a single game. So she scored the most or third most points of anybody in a single game.
Okay.
With 49. Name any of the top two players.
Okay.
I hope you guys like Detroit Wing Company because I tap out.
I think I got it.
All right.
PJ, yeah. I want to hear your answers, though.
I'm still thinking.
Okay. Take your time.
I've won.
I don't have any. I haven't paid attention to them.
Well, you need to.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Do you just want to go first?
No, because I know you're just going to take my answer.
I mean, yeah, but like, okay. No, I'm joking. Okay, I'm going to say Kelsey Plum. And I'm going to say, I'll say Sue Bird.
My answer was Diana Taurasi and Asia Wilson.
No to any. Wow. Bum.
Wow.
Yeah. Yeah, crazy. So, do you guys want one more shot?
No.
Okay,
not really.
Good. We'll tap out. I part of me really wants you guys to get this. So the first one, number one.
I was thinking Diana, by the way, but I was like, I'll say Super.
Number one is Ayoka Lee. She put up 61 points for K-State against Oklahoma in 2022. 61.
Wait. Oh, my God. I'm very sorry. Can I guess one? Is the other one Juju Watkins?
No.
Damn. Because I remember...
Negative points.
I remember she scored 50 this year. Okay, my bad.
That's okay. Lori Bauman scored 50 with Drake against Maryland in 1982.
Wow.
Wow.
So she held the record for a while. And that is the end.
Wow.
So, PJ, I believe this is yours.
It is. Thank you so much.
That is for you.
Wow. The real underdog here.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I would say real underdog.
This guy, you know, you guys should be asking him for favors. He had just hustled y'all.
Yeah.
Hey, PJ, you want to go get food after this? I hear you got a new gift card.
Oh, my God. Do I?
Yeah,
I didn't even realize.
Yeah. Well, how was your experience? Rate me on a scale of 1 to 5.
3.
2.
2. 1. 0.
Damn. Says the losers.
Yeah, right? As the winner, I'll have an honest review. This is actually very fun. Mm. I'd give it 4.5 to 5 stars.
Damn, just like my other professors, never going to give me a full grade.
Yeah.
Never going to complete the grade.
You're getting dropped a bunch of points because you kept second-guessing yourself on the Detroit Pistons. Question.
Listen, you guys are challenging it. If you guys want to challenge it, maybe
but
next time I'll
host.
Give you negative
you're
points.
You're supposed to know the answer. Don't second guess yourself.
Mm-hmm. No. Ken Jennings.
Damn.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'm not. I am no Ken Jennings. Sorry. No Ken Jennings. Well, this has been one semester of the Sports Roundtable. Thank you to my guests and everybody. Thank you so much for listening along and watching along. And we, from everyone at the State News, we'll see you guys again next semester.
Adios.
Bye.
Bye.